The latest round of gun violence in the United States. Two mass shootings in less than 24 hours have left more than two dozen people dead and many others injured. In El Paso, Texas, police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. The police have arrested the alleged shooter. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said three Mexicans are among those killed in the shooting. Just hours later, a gunman in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio killed nine people and wounded dozens of others. The AP's Julie Walker has more on that shooting in the city's Oregon district.
Mayor Nan Whaley says the shooter, Connor Betts, who was quickly killed by police, was wearing body armor and carrying extra magazines for his AK-style assault rifle.
If we did not have police in the Oregon district and the thousands of people in the Oregon district enjoying their Saturday evening, what we could have had in the city.
Anthony Reynolds says he had just left a bar with his cousin when the shooting started.
I instantly started trying to run, but I realized my cousin wasn't on side of me. When I look back, it's how I was able to see that people were actually falling from being hit by bullets.
As he ran, he says he was yelling active shooter to warn people. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities say the shooter's 22-year-old sister is one of the nine victims killed. U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged the total support of the federal government on the shootings. On Sunday, he ordered flags at all government buildings to be flown at half staff for the next 5 days. He told reporters that hate has no place in the United States, and he called the killings a mental health issue. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement on Sunday. The two factions will formally sign a constitutional declaration on August 17th. This is VOA News. Demonstrators have continued to clash with police in Hong Kong as the two-month-old protest movement showed no signs of easing. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Clad in yellow helmets and black face masks, protesters squeezed out of a subway station in Causeway Bay, with a few people directing traffic and others holding open the turnstiles. Surveillance cameras at the station were covered in black tape and umbrellas as protesters spilled out. Makeshift barricades were also erected in the area, which hosts high-end department stores and upscale restaurants. Police say they will spray a coloured liquid on demonstrators to distinguish them from other members of the public. Activists have called for a citywide general strike on Monday. Protesters believe China's government and Hong Kong chief executive Carrie Lam are eroding the civil liberties promised when the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. I'm Sarah Bassett.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has slammed China's destabilizing actions in the Indo-Pacific region during his first trip to the region. Esper and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointed to Beijing's militarization of islands in the South China Sea. They also accused Beijing of promoting state-sponsored theft of other nations' intellectual property. Pompeo said Sunday the United States was not asking nations to choose between the United States and China, but allies have grown increasingly worried about rising tensions between the economic rivals. The U.S. is welcoming a ceasefire declared in Idlib province in northwest Syria, the last insurgent stronghold in the country. Since April, hundreds of civilians have been killed in the violence in northwest Syria. Thousands more have fled. A French inventor has succeeded in flying across the English Channel on a jet-powered hoverboard. Frankie Zapata designed the device, which took him across the channel from France to England in about 20 minutes.
And I knew after 50% of the flight, I saw that I still have like 70% of fuel. So I said, okay, now it's just a question of minutes and I will arrive in England.
The board is powered by five small jet engines. Iranian state media says Iran has seized another foreign tanker in the Persian Gulf. It said the tanker was carrying 700,000 gallons of fuel, adding that seven sailors had been detained. A Revolutionary Guard Corps commander is quoted as saying its naval forces had seized a foreign tanker in the Persian Gulf that was smuggling fuel for some Arab countries. The UN Food Agency and Yemen's Houthi rebels say they have reached an agreement to resume food deliveries to rebel-controlled parts of Yemen after suspending the aid in June. A spokesman for the World Food Program told the Associated Press the agreement is an important step. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Great news. News. It's VOA with all the latest hits right here on VOA1.